Now, what I want us to do today is, well, the question I have prepared is, what do you want to do when you grow up? But I guess actually we all have still things we would like to do. I'm not sure I'm grown up. I'm sure I'm not grown up. And I'm sure there's still things I'd like to be when I am grown up, whatever that is. So, you know, I'm feeling increasingly middle-aged. But anyway, so the thing is, but I think it's still a question we can ask. What would you like to be when you grow up? Or what would you have liked, what were you hoping to be when you grow up? And it would be really helpful if you could just have a little bit of think, maybe talk to the person next to you, and then we're going to think through how we make our choices about what we do with our lives and what we want to do as we look towards being older, being more able, having more skills, as we look forward to growing up, thinking about what we would like to do with our lives. So have a look, have a word with your neighbour, and then we'll think more about this together. Admiral, which I think is excellent. Lucy was saying Lucy wanted to be a detective, right? Very good. Any other people? Right, yes, Margaret. Well, this one doesn't know. Men don't grow up. No, well, fair enough. I'm sure we're always searching. Any other things that people would like to share that they had ambitions to do as they were growing up? There was lots of happy noise in the room.
I wanted to be a maths teacher and I became one.
Well, Helen, that's fantastic. Well, there we are. Ambition fulfilled. Ambition fulfilled. Good. Any one or two others or not? No. But we all had our ambitions, okay? Yes, we all had our ambitions. So what I'd like us to think about now, as we think about the ambitions we had, what I'd like to think about is... Hi, Zia. Doesn't really have ambitions at the moment, but apart from... What I'd like to think about is I'd like to think of a little girl called Kadiatu. And Kadiatu is the little girl in the middle of this picture here. And I'm sorry about the static. I want to think about Kadiatu here. What I'd like to do is I'm going to read you some background information on Kadiatu. This is somebody that Christian Aid has made a video of that we're going to watch in a minute. And I'm going to show you some pictures of her life that I've taken from the video as I tell you some of the things about how she lives. And then we're going to watch the video together. And I just want us to think about kind of ambition, the way we make our choices, how we, you know, make plans in life and what guides us to make those plans. So this, as I say, this is Kadiatu, and she's 11 years old, and she has four brothers and two sisters. And here you can see her caring for one of her beautiful, beautiful sisters. And Kadiatu is living in Sierra Leone. So there you can see her village in Sierra Leone, very beautiful in West Africa. And she dreams, and you'll hear this in the film too, of one day being a doctor. But where Kadiatu lives, girls aren't encouraged to go to school because they are more likely to be married and have families at a young age and have to look after their home. And twice as many boys finish school in Sierra Leone than girls. And Kadiatu believes that it's important for girls to go to school so that they can follow their dreams and make a difference in their communities. And she says, and you'll hear this in the film, education is very important for girls. When you educate a girl, it means you've educated a whole nation. And as you can see from this picture, Kadiatu loves going to school. Beautiful smile on her face in the school. And her favourite subject, as she learns at school, is science. But she also enjoys playing with her friends. She likes playing football and basketball and skipping rope with her friends. Here you can see her with her friends at school. Every day, Kadiatu wakes up at 5 a.m. so that she's ready to go to school in time. And before she goes to school, she helps with some of the household chores. She fetches water, as you can see here, and helps to wash the clothes, as you can see here. And then school begins at 7 a.m., and it finishes at 2 p.m. And after school, Kadiatu changes out of her uniform and washes it for the next day, and then helps to prepare the family meal. And here you can see her again with one of her little siblings on her back, helping to prepare the meal for the whole family. Kadiatu has sent a message for you. She says, "My message is we too want to be educated like you. Let them know, let us know," she says, "that we too are here." And I want to now show the video. So that's that rather wonderful film about this lovely little girl, Kadiatu, in Sierra Leone. And earlier on, just a few moments ago, we were all thinking about what we wanted to be when we were grown up, and you've heard something there about what Kadiatu wants to do when she grows up. As I already said, she wants to be a doctor, she knows the importance of learning, she's going to school, she's learning the things she needs to fulfill her ambitions, to become the person she wants to be. If you ask anyone what they want to be when they grow up or what they did want to be, they will give different kinds of answers, as we did to our friends, and we heard some of them. I think it's helpful to think about why people choose to do the things they want to do. Everybody has different answers. Kadiatu will have her own answers. If you sat her down and tried to ask her why she wants to do the things that she wants to do, why does she want to be a doctor? I think that it might be something to do in the end with wanting to live a life that's good for her and good for the people around her. And I think that actually all of us, as we're looking forward in life when we're younger, and even as we get older, as we try and think what to do with our time, with our days, with our energy, we are really, I think, driven by the desire to do things that are good for us and good for the people around us. So I think it means that when we give answers about what we want to do with our lives, and when Kadiatu gives an answer about what she wants to do with her life, saying, "I want to be a doctor," I think we give those kinds of answers because we love ourselves and we love other people. And it's because we love ourselves and we love other people that we want to do things that are good for us, that fulfill us and give us lives that have meaning and that we enjoy living. But also we want to do things that are good for others and build our communities and contribute to the lives of others and show our concern for the well-being of our whole world, and especially the well-being of the people we know and love. So I think we give the answers we do about what we want to do with our lives because we love ourselves and we love others. And I think actually, this is where we get towards our gospel reading for today, I think actually we give the answers we give because we have received what are called the gifts of the Spirit. I think those gifts that we hear about, for example, in Paul's letter to the Galatians, those gifts are fruits. They are fruits of the fact that we love ourselves and we love others. And these are the things which help us to choose what we do with our lives, and they guide our ambitions. They shape what it is we say we want to do when we look forward to opportunities we have. As you'll remember, the fruits of the Spirit are love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and generosity and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. And those things are the things which really help us to make the choices we need to make in life. But I believe, and the church believes, that those things are gifts that come to us from God, and they are fruits of God's Holy Spirit, which he pours into our hearts. In today's gospel reading, we are told, "When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, 'Peace be with you.' After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, 'Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you.' When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, 'We receive the Holy Spirit.'" So I think that Kadiatu, in making her choices as to what to do with her life, is guided in making those choices by having received the Holy Spirit, a spirit of truth and peace, which desires the good of the whole of creation. And I think that all of us, when we make the choices we need to make in our lives, make those choices, because through God's grace, we have received the Holy Spirit, a spirit of truth and peace, which desires the good of the whole of creation. Amen.